No Fixing What's Been Shattered. Written by Anonymous. Read by Crimson Moon. Summary. Clown faces a subs who's different than he remembers. The sword was familiar. The moves were too. The plated diamond slicing through his skin and denting his armor in a practiced rhythm. A dance well known by both participants. The thing was, Clown noted, they were out of sync. The sword held wrong, clearly an unfamiliar weight in Subs's hands. Of course, he knew why. It was plain in the now tattered, blood-stained piece of fabric hanging around his opponent's shoulders. In the message they had all been broadcasted not that long ago. The man who stood against him in battle now, pushing ever forward with that oh-so-familiar, unfamiliar sword, was not the kind to kill his lover without reason. And yet, the announcements of Vitalis's death still held itself starkly in the server's mind. The physical boost Subs has gained from the kill was obvious. His skin knit itself back together eagerly after each blow, Clown's scythe finding much less purchase than he would have liked, than he would have usually expected from a duel. But he was fighting two now. It was obvious in the way Subs held himself, ever so different. In the way his glare flickered and changed. In the way his hands and the familiar, unfamiliar sword seemed to be both one and fall apart all at once. Purple glowed in veins spanning his face, his hands, his horns. The fabric of Vitalis's cloak swirled around him, catching Clown's scythe a few times, and the familiar, unfamiliar sword never. They did not relent. Clown stumbled back, reaching for his golden apples as he so often did. But they caught their blade, that familiar, unfamiliar sword already wet with his blood, on his hand, slicing it open and leaving the apples to hit the ground. The gold glistened right along with the crimson blood he had so dearly loved to deny ran from his arteries. Clown turned to run, but they turned as well, and through the motions he swore he could grasp a glimpse of Subs's hand, reaching for his bow and clawed in a way that Subs's hand had never been, but Vitalis's always had. He was calm, though. The calm, cold killer, who certainly wasn't scared of a man who spent half his time underground, and who, his mind supplied, unprompted and unwanted as thoughts often were, must spend the other half of his time training. Who was undoubtedly beating Clown right at that moment, not least because he could. Clown realized dimly as Subs got closer that he was crying. His face was still fixed in a sort of snarl, that expression Clown knew resided so often on his own hidden features, but it softened at his eyes. It was almost as if the salt water was melting a stony facade, if it was one. Clown was fairly sure it was. A good one, too. But a facade, nonetheless. When you've seen grief as much as a killer has, you learn to see it in even the toughest of men's faces. And Subs, despite his inexorable approach, was not the toughest of men. Subs reached the spot where Clown was standing, barely bothering to get away now. He held up the familiar, unfamiliar sword, posing it over Clown's head. A grin passed over his face, but it was not his. They swung. Clown flinched, trying not to picture his heart total, for what might have been the first time in a fight. But Subs was out of sync. The blade missed, skittering off of stone, and the fight was back on. Clown still had almost no healing, only some food and a few potions. But there was some form of opportunity here. If he could just keep them out of sync, he might scrape out and escape. He had already managed to accept the fact that he wouldn't be winning this fight. They were far too strong for that, looking for faults outside themselves. He swung upwards, doing his best to push them away, and downed a health potion as quickly as he could. They faced each other for a second, each considering, before clashing sword and scythe again. Clown considered for a split second, between now desperate swings of his scythe he could only hope weren't obvious. Vitalis's sword was lighter than Subs was, and he was clearly swinging too hard. If he could only... He dodged a swing to his head, getting more erratic now. They wanted the battle to be over, he could feel it. Unfortunately, so did he. He stumbled back from another blow of too much effort behind it, and he saw them falter. Their stance changed slightly, adjusting to the weight, and the smile that was not Sub's returned. They'd always been a good team in a fight, he realized dimly. He was back on the run before he could count to 10, hearing the twin whistles of arrows and a sword blade behind him almost at once. He didn't want to think about how fast their hands had to be moving to achieve that amount of firepower launched at him. He stumbled into a tree in his near futile attempts to dodge, quickly weaving around it as they laughed. And oh, their laugh. It was undoubtedly two laughs in one. Or maybe that was simply the impact with the tree. It was not, but he let himself pretend for a second. He wasn't sure why. It's not entirely cruel, and that was perhaps the worst part. He was used to cruelty, to angry, bitter laughter. But their laughter had layers to it behind their voices. It was genuine joy, and genuine grief, and, yes, genuine cruelty. Even they couldn't escape the natural pull of battle, clearly. The thought almost made Clown huff out a bitter laugh of his own, but he conserved his breath. He was fairly sure that somewhere between the arrows and the tree, he had lost part of the functions of one of his lungs, because air really was starting to be something he had to conserve all of a sudden. He was going to die here, he realized. Maybe not for the first time. He stumbled for the familiar handle of his own bow, feeling the enchantment hum under his hands as they advanced, shooting a few more arrows into him for good measure as they unsheathed their sword. Another laugh, quieter this time, but no less unsettling. They knocked the bow out of his hands almost lazily, Vitalis' grin so starkly unsuited for his partner's face as they drove the familiar sword between his ribs. A second before he respawned, he realized he had seen a tear drip down their face and into his new wound, perfectly in sync with their sword. The end. Thank you for listening.